Our Advent devotional has been Chippewa Falls, Andrea Paulnasik's My Wish for Christmas, The Luke Project. You can order your copy of this or any of Andrea's other materials at andreapaulnasik.com. Today is week 4, day 2, Delivering God. Before we get to Andrea, I'll get the lead-in scripture from Luke chapter 2, verses 4 through 7. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him, and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. Andrea?
This is a familiar story. This is actually the crux of Christmas. Christ was born in Bethlehem to Mary, a virgin, and her betrothed, Joseph. Scripture says that this was the first census since Quirinius was governor of Syria. The reason that Joseph and Mary were traveling is to follow the law and be counted. They find themselves in Bethlehem because Joseph was from the family line of David. All of the prophecy that led up to the birth of John the Baptist heralded that the Redeemer, the King of Israel, would come from the line of David. So as God would have it, Joseph is counted as part of the line of David in the census taken by Quirinius. It is the fulfillment of Scripture. A non-internet culture would need such a census to trace lineage and verify connections. The very act of being counted brought further credibility to the Prince of Peace. It's important because Mary would have known all of this rich tradition and the promise of God's law fulfilled through her son. I wonder if Mary expected her baby to be born in an overflow room. The inn in ancient times would have had a special area for the animals. It may have been attached to the inn and no doubt was rustic. In fact, the story says that Jesus was laid in an animal feeding trough, a manger. Baby Jesus rests in space set up for weary traveling animals to be fed and bedded before embarking on another journey. The questions today are, what's God reminding you of this Christmas? And how are you making space for Christmas this year?
Yeah, again, we repeat those questions. What is God reminding you of this Christmas, this week before Christmas, Tuesday, December 18th? And how are you making space for Christmas this year? Is it just me, or has anybody else noticed that it is the most sugary time of the year? Like, every room I go in, there's some kind of cake,
yes,
chocolate-covered pretzels, fudge.
Cookies.
And I just think, you know, well, I'm just have this one. And then it all adds up. At the end of the day, you're like, what did I have?
Okay. It was not the best time of year for my wife and I to say, you know what, let's kick off this low-carb, low-sugar thing.
I have some helpful hints.
Okay, good.
For
I could use
I found
it.
Some helpful holiday diet tips. So,
So
here we go. First and foremost, if no one sees you eat it, it has no calories.
Oh, that's
really?
Handy.
So, yes.
Okay.
This is important. If you drink a diet soda with a candy bar, they cancel each other out.
Whoa.
So it's fine.
Wow, I like that.
Totally, yeah. Hmm. If you eat standing up, also doesn't count. If you eat the food off of another person's plate, also doesn't count. So
this is just getting better and better.
Your cookies, you mentioned cookies.
Uh-huh, lots of them.
Cookie pieces contain no calories because the process of breakage causes calorie leakage.
Wow.
Okay, so just break them up.
Just break them up.
That's what I do with cookies anyway. I never actually eat. I always thought I was weird, but I was actually counting calories.
Or sometimes you find those crumbled cookies, maybe, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way the cookie crumbles. So
yes.
Two more.
Diet plan.
Food used for medicinal purposes have no calories. This includes chocolate, cheesecake, and ice cream.
Wow, okay. You can check a lot of things off the list here.
And
the
finally,
things they don't tell us in that little pyramid.
This is very important. Movie-related foods are much lower in calories because they are part of the entertainment experience and not part of one's personal
fuel. So that buttered popcorn at Spider-Man and the Spider-Verse yesterday,
absolutely,
don't worry about it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's
you're
nothing.
Good.
Don't worry about that. It's nothing.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I hope we put lots of people at ease. Thank you, Eric.
I hope so. I try to be helpful.
I think I just lost a few pounds.
That's great.
There's still cake in the break room, so... Let's go stand around the table. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Just a week until Christmas, and there was a survey done last year about what are the worst Christmas presents you got. So, actually, according to the survey, bad gifts are most likely to come from your in-laws, and your coworkers are a close second. Well, oh, we're having our gift exchange.
Aren't we doing, like, our morning show?
Yes,
like, thing on Thursday?
Yes, on Thursday. So, hopefully,
if you don't like what I got you, just be nice and fake it, okay?
Right. Yeah. And if you get that kind of flannel shirt that you're like, wow, I don't like the color, you just...
I actually kind of like kind flannel.
I like flannel,
Yeah, nothing against flannel, but I mean, sometimes, right? The ugly sweater contest. Anyhow, this is the reverse order from 10 to 1 of the worst Christmas presents. See what your take is on it. Number 10, soap on a rope.
I kind of get that one. Probably don't necessarily.
All right, number 9, a scarf.
I've given
scarves.
Doesn't
have to be bad. Yeah, it wouldn't have to be bad. I mean, especially in a Wisconsin winter. Number 8's a handkerchief. Worst gifts.
Okay, who really uses a handkerchief
I guess
nowadays?
I don't. I mean, maybe a pocket square.
A pocket square?
Yeah, not real common in our generation. Number 7 is candles.
I enjoy a good candle.
Sure.
But I think because people are so specific about their scents, it's hard to match a fragrance.
I just don't like shopping for candles because you walk into a Yankee Candle or something that just about floors you. Just the overwhelming stench.
No, I think that can be a real good gift. Well, anyhow, this one, a movie you've already seen.
Well, I mean, does that mean it was like a one-time, like a one-off movie?
Yeah, I'm a watch a movie more than once person.
Typically,
if you really like it,
though. I usually
really
forget that I own it, though.
Yep.
Yeah, there's that.
Number 5, t-shirts with funny, clever, or inspirational sayings on them.
I love those.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what people were thinking
on
that
one. Okay.
Number 4, worst Christmas presents, socks.
Okay, I want must socks, be old like, because I like socks.
Seriously, like I have these wonderful like Dickies socks that are nice and warm, and I want more of them because they tend to get holes in them throughout the year. Like Christmas is the only time I get socks.
Hillary
in
has
underwear.
Her.
I'm putting
shoe
my foot up.
On
I have
the...
monkey socks on today with red stripes.
Oh, those
yeah,
are lovely.
I got those for Christmas
like
last year.
Those are festive.
Those are cool.
Yeah, I like them.
Kay. There you go.
So I have some R2-D2 socks.
There's a lot of disagreement with this. No, warm socks are nice. I know there's certain socks I like to wear with my dress shoes. Number 3, bath salts or a bottle of bubble bath.
Oh, yeah.
See, remember that pink Mr. Bubble? Mm-hmm. Like, as a kid, that was the best.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I had the pink Mr. Bubble thing. We had bubble baths. It was, like, awesome.
I hate my bathtub, so I never take baths.
Number 2 is a toiletry kit.
Oh,
be useful. Yeah.
And number 1, worst Christmas presents, according to the survey from last year, ugly clothing.
Honestly, I don't know. Because honestly, that's become more of a thing, like the whole like ugly sweater. You actually pay like $25-$30 now in a store for an ugly sweater because they're now new articles of clothing. So
now here's the thing. Even though ugly clothes are the worst thing you can get, the survey found that clothing you actually like is one of the best things.
So it's all about finding what that person's going to use.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.